Outside the Registry of Motor Vehicles in Watertown, three Ugandan students sit in a van waiting to take a road test.
Yeah, we are taking a test, yeah.
What time is your appointment for the test?
Our appointment for the test?
Yes.
It's now.
Oh, it's now, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We are still waiting.
But not for long, because the van belongs to a driving school. And sure enough, they were off on their road test minutes later. Now compare that to the experience of Nesse Lotlar Unlu of Newton. She got up early one recent morning to take her road test after waiting for 6 weeks.
I had scheduled my road test at 9 a.m. at Watertown. And we went to Watertown at 8:45.
But 2 hours later, Lotlar Unlu, a doctor from Turkey, was still waiting.
It was not clear to us how long we would have to wait for the test.
But while Lotlar Unlu and her sponsor sat on the curb waiting, they watched other individuals like the Ugandan students who had just arrived being called up to take the test. WGBH News visited the Watertown RMV to inquire about the different treatment and got nowhere.
We don't answer questions from reporters.
But a pattern of preferential treatment does exist. That's what WGBH News and the New England Center for Investigative Reporting found after looking at RMV records and speaking to RMV clients in driving schools. Here's how it works. The RMV employs 42 instructors statewide and averages 4,500 road tests a week. The average wait time to get a test is often more than a month. But if you sign up with one of the state's 300 or so driving schools, you can expect to take the test a lot sooner. And there's a catch.
It's a $20 convenience fee, which is in addition to the $35 road test fee.
It's actually a lot more expensive than that. WGBH News and NECIR asked Aaron Davini, the interim registrar, why the registry allows individuals to essentially cut the line if they pay a $20 convenience fee plus another $55 to $175 to the driving school.
We do not require applicants to use a driving school to take their road test. It is ultimately the consumer's choice how they take their road test with us.
One driver's school website promises you won't have to wait weeks and months to book a road test. You won't have to miss school or work. We will take care of that. Some state officials defend this preferential treatment and liken it to paying first class to fly, as echoed in this commercial.
After all, what would a flight be without all those little luxuries that help our passengers relax? Flying is so much better when you're being spoiled.
It's appalling. This is a classic pay-to-play system.
Northeastern University legal scholar Daniel Medwed dismisses any comparison between driving schools and air travel.
Air travel is a classic private service. You want to get from A to B through the air. You choose to do that. You go through a private carrier. You can have tiers of passengers based on ability to pay.
But Medwed, WGBH News legal analyst, says government should not be in the business of creating tiers of service.
The state's interest in licensing car drivers is designed to protect the public because your ability to drive on the road could impact other potential citizens who are also on the road. So that public service is not something that I think lends itself readily or seamlessly to creating tiers of citizens. That flouts the very idea of equal access.
Registrar Aaron Davini says the practice of setting aside test slots just for driving school customers helps everyone.
It's a more efficient process for us. We're able to get more tests administered. The more tests we administer in this program makes more slots available for other customers who don't participate with the driving school.
But what the registry sees as efficient, Nesse Lotlar Unlu sees as unfair, recalling the driving school students who were tested while she waited.
They came one by one, 10, 15 people, and then get into the car and the same sponsor, same car, and they took the test very, very quick time, maybe in 5-7 minutes, and they passed.
Now, Lotlu Unlu could well afford to pay a driving school for quicker access, but says on principle she would not, nor should she, says legal analyst Daniel Medwed.
Even if it is technically legal, I think it's something we should take a close look at and consider abolishing.
But that may be unlikely, as the registry makes a lot of money from this arrangement. In 2014, the RMV set aside 56,000 test slots for driving schools and collected nearly $1.2 million in return. But Davini denies that revenue is the motivation.
The applicants that come through driving schools, unfortunately, they are having to wait as well. So there should not be the impression that the registry is magically making road tests available solely for the driving school population.
Still, the practice has grown. In nearly 25% of roughly 225,000 road tests in the state each year are done through driving schools. And the registry acknowledges that the wait is a lot shorter if you pay to go through a driving school. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.